And you talked about some of the things that that your group does to help assist the police. Do you get the idea that it's like crucial for them to get volunteer help?
At times, yes, it is. Like I said, the Springfield Park Police, we have been a godsend, I think, to them, because they had so many issues with people parking there at Washington Park when they have the different activities associated with the carillon and such. So we've been there helping out for several years now, and every year they tell us that it's so much better. So it makes you feel good and gives you a good warm feeling that, you know, you're able to assist and help where you're needed.
And how has it changed, if it has, your perspective on policing overall in Springfield?
It's really changed my thinking totally, because I lived here for a while, and I know there had been a couple times and made a call to the police department. One was domestic, and I was witnessing, and, you know, they didn't come. And I thought, well, for crying in a bucket, you know, what's going on? But then you realize how relatively few police officers are on duty at any given time, and they're responding perhaps to a call involving life and death, where, you know, these people were arguing and he pushed her out of the car. But, you know, they've got important, not saying that that wouldn't be important, but, you know, they have to prioritize their calls because they get so many, each officer.
And so this class seems very hands-on. Like, I had no idea what to expect. So when he pulled out a fake gun to start off class, I was like, whoa, okay, they're not playing around here.
Officer Stout, and Officer Davidsmeyer that practically run this, they are both very hands-on, very, very laid back in their teaching manner. As a matter of fact, they do a lot of the instruction and training of our officers here. I'm sure they're not as lax with them as they are with us.
Very conversational.
Yes, they're very conversational, very open to answering questions. There is one segment, one night, that we do actually fire a live weapon. We get to go to the firing range and fire three rounds out of an actual Glock, so 9mm, and so it's an eye-opening experience.